Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, most of us don't realize that that song has more than just the two verses we sing every once a month. So I wanted us to sing it, and we just got done singing this line. The captive to release, to God the lost to bring. So let me ask you, have you ever been a true captive? Or have you ever been a slave? Think about what a slave really is. Slavery isn't easy for us to get, is it? That's a difficulty for us with Jesus' analogy today. When he was talking in the gospel lesson about serving God or money, he used a word that also gives us the word for slave. That idea of truly and fully being a slave is one that we find difficult to get our heads around. Since that's hard for us to see in our own experience, let's put it into terms that perhaps we can better relate to. Think of it in terms of serving. Serving. So, how is serving different than slavery? Well, to serve is to offer help. It's to be willing, not forced or bound to help. By the way, notice that Jesus makes the assumption that you will serve or be a slave to either God or the things of this world. No one can serve two masters, Jesus said. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Now, again, like I said before, this is a hard idea for us to hear, but it is true. We are bound to serve. But who we serve, that is what Christ has set us free for. To serve is to give yourself, to give of yourself to help another person. It is a gift. When you serve, serving one another is action. It's not stuff. And it's action that's a gift of love. Service is love made visible. Service is love made visible. Serving out of obligation, as under the law, or out of a sense of debt, that is, with an unwilling heart, rather than love, that's only giving half a gift, and the poorer half of the gift at that. The greatest gift, St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, is what? Yeah, there you go, is love. And service is wonderful when it's motivated by love. Now, here's another thing about serving. Serving means you are able. You are able. That is, one, you have a body that is capable. Two, a mind that can grasp what another person needs. And three, a willingness to do for them what they cannot do for themselves. Now, regarding number one, I heard this amazing story a long time ago. It was about a young man who was injured in a diving accident. He's now bound to a wheelchair for the rest of his life. Using a joystick with his wrist, he's able to move around in a motorized wheelchair. After living in that wheelchair for many years, he married a very special lady, and together they have parented 21 handicapped foster children. 21 children think he's the greatest dad that has ever lived. God healed his spirit after his body was broken. And that father serves. He serves motivated by love, not by the limitations of his flesh. To serve is not asking you to do what you can't do. Remember, service is love made visible. Now, as to the number two point, a mind that can grasp what another person needs. A pastor friend of mine has said this: to the extent that I understand Christ's sacrifice for me, in the same measure and to the same degree will I show and exhibit that Christ lives in me. So we cannot serve someone without first understanding that their most basic need, of course, is to know the love of Jesus Christ. Serving seeks something for others that have a need that you can understand. As you understand the love of Christ that lives in you, you can then serve and share that very love with others. Remember, service is love made visible. And number three, a willingness to do for them what they can't do for themselves. Now, if you are able, but not willing, that's a different matter. Remember, say it with me, service is love made visible. Now, that brings us back around to the gospel lesson and the epistle lesson. Jesus said, whoever can be trusted with very little can be trusted with much. Being trusted with what we've been given, our capacities, our money, our time, our abilities, these are things that God in heaven has entrusted to us. Jesus puts it to us today to consider how we use what we have been given. And as he's given himself totally into death on the cross for our eternal benefit, so he calls us to give of ourselves for the benefit of others in the here and the now. When we sang the opening hymn on Jordan's Bank, the Baptist Cry, verse 2 says, then cleanse be every life from sin, make straight the way for God within, and let us all our hearts prepare for Christ to come and enter there. Christ has entered into our hearts by grace through faith alone. He lives there as the one who gives us the sight and the strength to serve others and their needs. To serve others' needs is not the same thing as solving all their problems. It's not up to us to solve another person's problems, but to refuse them aid when we are able. Now that's to remain selfish and closed. Remember, service is love made visible. Now that brings us to what Paul was saying in the epistle lesson. He and we have been given as a gift. We have been given the gospel, the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection for the sin of the world. And we've not been given that for us to sit on or hide away selfishly, but it is for us to give away so that, as he referred to in verse 4, all people might be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth according to God's will. Now, back to the bib and the apron. I read about this, that there are two kinds of folks who are Christians. Immature Christians view the church as a place that is supposed to serve them. Mature Christians view the church as a place where they can serve others. Immature Christians tend to ask, what are you going to do for me? Mature Christians ask, how can I serve my Lord and his people? Rightly serving God, according to what Jesus pointed out today, means not being a slave to anything or anyone on earth, but it means to serve God. There was a missionary once to the interior of China who was telling the story of Jesus to a group of people. Well, after he had said a few stories out of the text of Scripture, one of the Chinese people said, "Oh, yes, we know that man. He used to live here in this city." Well, somewhat surprised, the missionary corrected him and said, No, Jesus lived almost 2,000 years ago and in a faraway country." The man insisted. He said, "No, he lived in this village, and I knew him." So this man led the missionary out to the cemetery at the edge of town and showed him a grave. And the grave was of a medical missionary who had lived in that village, who lived among the people of the village, and he taught them. He served them. He healed them. After many years of ministry, he died in the village. That medical missionary is just one example of serving others from the heart of Christ. Remember, service is love made visible. The medical missionary lived so that others could see Jesus. They could see Jesus through his life. Now, we don't need to leave our homes or travel overseas to serve others. During his years in the Senate, many of you know who this guy is, Senator Bob Dole. Yeah. He made a covenant with his home church. Every week, he would write a short note of concern to every member of the church family that was hospitalized or sick. He kept that covenant the whole time that he served in the Senate. And then there's a story about King Henry of Bavaria. The duties of his office once became so overwhelming and demanding that he decided he was going to relinquish his crown. He's going to go enter a monastery and there live a simple and quiet life of service to God. So he came to the prior, the head of the monastery, and he presented himself humbly. The prior told the king that if he wished to serve God as a member of the order, he had to promise to be absolutely obedient. The king agreed. Then the prior gave him this order: "Go back to your throne. Go back to your throne and serve God as the king of this land. God will give you the strength to serve him in your calling, whatever your calling in life. Seek to serve God in it to the very best of your ability. In that way, you can show others how Christ has first served you. And how is it that Christ continues to come to us? He comes to us daily through his word and through his sacraments." Now, let me close with something else St. Paul said today. He said, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men." Jesus dying on the cross served us by doing for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. Don't forget, we're not called to serve others with what we cannot do. We couldn't save ourselves from our own sin. Only Jesus could do that, and so he came and served us by becoming the ransom for all. Remember, service is love made visible. Today, we rejoice in our salvation because it is a free gift to us. It's a free gift to us that we neither earn nor deserve, but rather we have been served with. By Christ coming to earth and granting us that gift of eternal life, first, he serves us. He put love into action for us on the cross and by his resurrection from the grave. He served us because we needed it. We then put on our aprons and serve others only because we have first been served by Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.